number one for new country, Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Tuesday morning. It is the 15th day of July. It's Be a Dork Day. So, Jana,
always.
There you go. There
That's
you go.
For me. I'll take it.
It's a Give Something Away Day today. We'll be doing that later. It's Gummy Worm Day. I Love Horses Day.
Do you?
If you really love horses, why aren't you posting pictures of them on Facebook? It's also Orange Chicken Day. Pet Fire Safety Day. We want to make sure your pets don't catch on fire.
That's what it is.
And today is St. Swithin's Day. For $100, Jana, can you explain what St. Swithin's Day is?
St. Swithin's is the day that you celebrate the St. Swithin's so you keep swimming.
Jana has no idea what St. Swithin's Day is. It takes place every year on this date. According to traditional folklore, whatever the weather is like on St. Swithin's Day, whether rain or sun, it will continue for the next 40 days. And good morning. We're Joe and Jana here with things you need to know this morning. The man charged with hiding cameras in public bathrooms on the Ocean City Boardwalk made his first appearance in court yesterday at his detention hearing in Cayman Courthouse. 38-year-old Harold Perkins from Northeast Philadelphia was ordered to remain in jail pending trial. Prosecutors say Perkins is a danger to the community.
The mother of a Millville 14-year-old who died in a shooting in 2023 is suing responders, claiming they mishandled her son. Shelmar Townsend was shot in the area of Waltman Park in Millville, and there are still no arrests announced in the case. His mom names Millville Police, Fire, and EMS, among others. The suit also states he sustained massive internal damage inconsistent with a gunshot wound.
Fingers crossed for good weather tomorrow. The Atlantic City Air Show takes place tomorrow over the beach and boardwalk in Atlantic City. The show is slated to begin at noon and last about 2.5 hours.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Mix of clouds and sun. Very humid. Quick pop-up showers and thunderstorms possible pretty much all day. High of 87.
Great mornings with Joe and John. We're going to have some very unstable, humid weather upon us today. Chance of a pop-up shower, thunderstorms, as meteorologist Dan Zero, could happen really at any time. And we're going to see that kind of weather over the next 24 hours or so here in South Jersey. Good to be back with you after a week and a half of vacation. That's pretty much a lie. But what else am I going to say? Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Here's a way to get younger, at least to feel younger. You ready?
Okay.
Get a dog.
See? That explains my youthful glow.
Yeah, researchers found dogs make us more active, helping us feel 10 years younger. Dog owners also have lower levels of depression, which is why researchers suggest getting a dog.
Or two.
For your aging pets or close. I'm a little confused here because we were talking a moment ago about dogs. And that I said, if you get a dog, especially for your aging parents, it could help them feel 10 years younger.
I think that's great.
And you said something about nephew dogs or something?
Yes.
What did you say?
If it helps you, if it helps you, well, we can change it to your fur god kids.
What are you talking about?
You're going to borrow my dog.
Okay, number one, you and I aren't related.
Whatever. That doesn't matter.
Number two, I don't want to spend time with your dogs.
They're great. They're so great. You're going to laugh.
You're not bringing your dogs to work.
They're so cute.
This is a place of work, a place of business.
Listen, they can come in and say hi to Uncle Joe.
No, dogs are not allowed in this building.
There's dogs in here all the time.
Not while I'm here.
Well, I'm just saying, there's dogs in here all the time. I feel left out that mine have never been in here. Actually,
I don't want to see your dogs.
Listen,
I don't want to smell your dogs.
Well, listen, if you prematurely pass, we know why. Because you didn't accept the love of fur babies.
I don't want your dog. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Good morning. It's time for your Cat Country joke of the morning.
All right, let's go.
We do this every weekday morning at this time. Stan has sent us the joke today. Thank you, Stan.
Appreciate you.
Ladies and gentlemen, from Stan, your Cat Country joke of the morning. So a man applies for a job at the circus. The circus owner says, so what can you do? The man says, oh, I do really good bird impressions.
Okay.
Sorry, says the circus owner. We've got someone who can do those already. Oh, well, said the man sadly as he flew out of the tent.
Whoa. That's another level.
Come back. Cat Country 107.3. In case you missed it, the guy that did all the cameras in the bathrooms in Ocean City, he was in court yesterday.
Whoa.
Prosecutors say he's a danger, and they've agreed to hold him until things go forward. Apparently, he had dozens of cameras. I don't know if dozens is the right word, but a lot of cameras at different bathrooms up and down the boardwalk. What's wrong with you, dude? What seriously is wrong with you?
Yeah, that's bizarre. Like, you had to, like, I don't want to say premeditate, but
you had to plan this out.
That's what it is, right?
And apparently he wore different disguises and rubber gloves as he went into at least three different bathrooms.
So weird.
In Ocean City and put these cameras in. That's
weird.
Something's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And where are we off to today?
Belgium, a shoplifter sweltering in more than 10 pieces of stolen clothing, caught by security guards. The woman had been arrested after guards at a clothing shop noticed her bulky garb and her profuse sweating. When detained, she was found to be wearing a jogging suit, a sweater, four polo shirts, three t-shirts, four sleeveless tops, and a pair of shorts.
Nice, nice. That's ew. Please.
Good morning. We're Joe and John. Things you need to know this morning. The man charged with hiding cameras in public bathrooms on the Ocean City boardwalk made his first appearance in court yesterday at his detention hearing in Cayman Courthouse. 38-year-old Harold Perkins from Northeast Philadelphia was ordered to remain in jail pending trial. Prosecutors say Perkins is a danger to the community.
The mother of a Millville 14-year-old who died in a shooting in 2023 is suing responders claiming they mishandled her son. Shelmar Townsend was shot in the area of Waltman Park in Millville, and there are still no arrests announced in the case. His mom names Millville Police, Fire, and EMS, among others. The suit also states he sustained massive internal damage inconsistent with a gunshot wound.
Fingers crossed for good weather tomorrow. The Atlantic City Air Show takes place tomorrow over the beach and boardwalk in Atlantic City. The show is slated to begin at noon and last about 2.5 hours.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Mix of clouds and sun. Very humid. Quick pop-up showers and thunderstorms possible pretty much all day. High of 87.
Cat Country Morning Birthday Shoutouts start right now. Happy birthday, Stephanie Loader of Egg Harbor Township. Bill Cheddarbrook of Egg Harbor City is 49 today.
Happy birthday, Bill.
Audrey Peak of Manahawkin is 41. Happy birthday, my Linda Calvert of North Cape May. Holly Turner of Millville is 24. Happy birthday, Patricia Reel of Egg Harbor Township. Loretta Hemingway of Cedarville is 47. Tim Cochran of Cape May has a birthday. Happy birthday, Tim.
All right, Tim.
We miss you. Happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday Shout-Out today, Holly Turner of Millville.
Holly!
Holly from the Holly City.
There you go.
She's 24. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana, thank you for holding the fort as I was gone for the last 10 days.
I hope you had so much fun.
I did. We went on a literal family vacation.
Aww.
My sisters and my mother and I and our kids.
Love that.
And their respective significant others all were in one house in South Carolina. We had a great time, as my daughter said, endless laughs.
Aww.
Endless laughs. Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Trivia coming up in about 15 minutes. We have tickets to give away to see Zach Bryan. He's going to be up at the MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford this Sunday.
That's going to be so fun.
We've got your Zach Bryan tickets for you to win coming up in about 15 minutes. I tell you, it's Tuesday. I like this. For the first time ever, went on vacation last week, came back Sunday, but decided to take Monday off. And I'm glad I did, because there was no tripping over clothes in the suitcases getting to work this morning, because did all that yesterday. Put everything away yesterday. So I highly recommend, if you take a vacation, take more days at the end.
Absolutely. I think that's the best way to go all the time.
By the way, on vacation, I stopped at a Buc-ee's. I'd never been at a Buc-ee's before. You know, we hear about Wawa and the greatness of Wawa.
Did you have the biscuit or the brisket? The biscuits.
I had brisket. Beef brisket at Wawa. Yeah. That's very interesting that you mentioned that, Zana. But
it was
very good. I have my review of Buc-ee's and my details on whether or not they'll ever be in New Jersey. Check it out at catcountry1073.com, the Cat Country 107.3 app. By the way, I counted at Buc-ee's over 100 gas pumps there.
Wow.
In one location.
See, we don't have enough square footage in the state for all that.
And just like Wawa, even though there's 100 gas pumps, 99 people still put gas in their car and leave their cars at the gas pump. Mornings with Joe and John on Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number is 609-383-1073, or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Prize today, two tickets to see Zach Bryan. He's going to be up at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford Sunday night at 7. You've got two tickets for Zach Bryan when you win trivia this morning. Here's the question. Men lie. 7 out of 10 men say they lied about this on a first date. What did we lie about on a first date?
That it was nice to meet her.
No.
No?
No.
All right.
7 out of 10 men say they've lied about this on a first date. With Joe and Jana, Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. And stakes your tickets to see Zach Bryan this Sunday up at the MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford. Here's the question. Men lie. 7 out of 10 men say they've lied about this on a first date. What is it? Hi, Cat Country.
Their jobs.
No, it's not their jobs.
Ooh,
thank you.
Good guess.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
That they have a current girlfriend or wife.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
Awful.
Is that a problem?
Yes.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer? Hello?
Hello.
Good morning. Job.
Job. Nope, that's not it. Thank you. Good morning, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it what they do for work?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Why would people lie about that?
I don't know.
It's so easy to check, right?
Right, especially nowadays.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it their height?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
But that's true.
I'm taller than I
Men
appear.
Men lie about their height like women lie about their weight.
Cat Country, what's your answer?
That they're single.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Is that a deal breaker? Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it their height?
No, that's not it. Thank you. 7 out of 10 men say they've lied about this on a first date. Hi, Cat Country.
Their age?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Morning, is it their height?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Do they lie about their job?
No, that's not it. Thank you. By the way, this is something that is bad, but I don't think it's that bad. I think
you don't
lie
it's
about
that bad.
Something on a first date.
This isn't the worst thing to lie about?
Right. This would be okay to lie about.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
They're schooling.
No, that's not it. Thank you.
Oh.
I'm a doctor. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it their friends? Like their number of friends?
No, that's not it. Thank you. That's interesting. Hey, I've got lots of friends. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it their height?
No, thank you. Good morning, Cat Country.
How much money they make?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
No, that's not it.
Who would tell somebody else on a first date how much money they make, or who would ask somebody, how much money do you make? It's not like a question that... It's Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. At stake, two tickets to see Zach Bryan this weekend, MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, Sunday night at 7. Men lie. 7 out of 10 men say they lied about this on a first date. What did they lie about? Hi, Cat Country.
What about their taste in music?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Tyler.
Tyler's your answer?
Tyler's his name.
No, my name is Tyler.
I'm sorry, Tyler. What's your answer?
My answer is about going to the gym.
Oh.
That's absolutely right. You're a winner.
Nice.
Oh, there we go.
How much they work out? Tyler, where are you from?
I'm from Fort Good River.
I got two tickets for you to see Zach Bryan Sunday. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I work out every day.
Do you?
7 out of 10 men say they've lied about how much they work out. Good morning. Let's go to the phones. Hi, Cat Country.
Yes, hi. Is there a smoker?
No, we just got a winner. It was how much they work out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, 7 out of 10 men say they've lied about this on a first date. How much they work out was the answer. I'm sorry. You can't lie that you smoke. As soon as I kiss you,
you
honey,
know, right?
We're going to find out.
Right.
It's what an ashtray tastes like, I imagine.
Oh, I didn't even think about that kind of smoke.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
You didn't think about that?
No. Okay. I thought about not tobacco.
Oh.
Yeah.
Welcome to 2025.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's true, too. It's like easier to hide, I guess, than tobacco.
I have a list of pet peeves that women have about first dates. Survey says these are the worst thing men can do on a first date.
I'll be the judge of that.
Phone use.
Yes. If you're get off your phone constantly. What are you, what are we doing here?
Inappropriate touching.
Yeah, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Rudeness to the wait staff.
Oh. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
The way he treats her is the way he's going to treat you.
If not worse.
Negativity. Complaining.
Dude, you just met me.
Excessive drinking.
Like, do you really need to be, like... Schwasty to talk to me? Correct.
Schwasty. Talking too much about exes.
Who does that? Like, I do not understand why you would even want to. They're exes for a reason.
This is number seven, but I don't know why this is not number one. Lack of personal hygiene or grooming.
Isn't that the whole point of, like, this is, like, the best that you got? The first date is supposed to be the best you got. Best you're ever going to get. So if you show up looking like that, no, or smelling like that.
Number eight, being late without communication. I imagine this happens to you, Jean, all the time.
No, it doesn't.
Number nine, overly sexual conversation too soon.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Number
Pump
10,
the brakes, buddy.
Lack of engagement or asking no questions.
Right.
Hi.
Why are we here?
Hi.
Keep these.
Good morning. We're Joe and Jean. Things you need to know this morning. The man charged with hiding cameras in public bathrooms on the Ocean City Boardwalk made his first appearance in court yesterday at his detention hearing in Cayman Courthouse. 38-year-old Harold Perkins from Northeast Philadelphia was ordered to remain in jail pending trial. Prosecutors say Perkins is a danger to the community.
The mother of a Millville 14-year-old who died in a shooting in 2023 is suing responders claiming they mishandled her son. Shelmar Townsend was shot in the area of Waltman Park in Millville, and there are still no arrests announced in the case. His mom names Millville Police, Fire, and EMS, among others. The suit also states he sustained massive internal damage inconsistent with a gunshot wound.
Fingers crossed for good weather tomorrow. The Atlantic City Air Show takes place tomorrow over the beach and boardwalk in Atlantic City. The show is slated to begin at noon and last about 2.5 hours.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Mix of clouds and sun. Very humid. Quick pop-up showers and thunderstorms possible pretty much all day.
Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
All right, here we go.
Number one, the older I get, the more I want to be a recluse.
Yes, I think that's the natural state of progression.
I'm already halfway there. Number two, at the liquor store. Sir, do you need help? Me. Yes, but it's easier just to come here.
And probably cheaper, I'm not going
to
lie.
Number three, sometimes I look at my husband and think, wow, that's the person I chose to argue with about dryer lint for the rest of my life.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Number four, what phobia is the fear of dropping your phone into the crack between the elevator and the floor when you step in an elevator?
Oh, geez.
I have that. If you don't have it, you have it now.
Great.
With Joe and Jana, these are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. My son's lemonade stand has been killing it ever since I've added a splash of vodka.
Yeah. Makes
wouldn't
all
that
the
be
difference.
Something? Hey, the people down the street, you got to check out their... Jana, this is interesting. The sun sets at my house. What time does it set at your house?
Is it not the same?
No.
In like a specific region?
Yeah, because the sun, everything is moving. The part
sure.
of nature, it's... The setting of the sun moves across the country 750 miles an hour.
Wow.
One second after the sun sets where you are, the sun will set approximately 2.5 blocks away. So for every 2.5 blocks, it's 1 second later. Good mornings with Joe and Jana. Hey, this Friday, it's another Joe and Jana happy hour. We had so much fun with this a few weeks ago. We're going to be back at the Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood Friday from 5 till 7.
Hey, it's a great time. We're doing it again, and obviously you are invited. You got to come out and see us.
We'll be live on the air and lots